The economic challenges many are facing has caused people to make difficult choices, rent versus food, medicine versus utilities. Fortunately, especially for seniors, there are several programs which eliminate the decision to eliminate heat for the home in the winter. This past week, that's an option that was not part of a consideration, right? There are some who find the application process difficult and, well, even intimidating. But there is help available. Here to detail these programs and the application assistance being made available from the Sussex County Division of Senior Services is Lorraine Hentz, along with the Sussex County State Health Insurance Program SHIP Coordinator, Donna Green. Good morning, Lorraine and Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me give you a website because we're going to give you a lot of information. I'll give you the phone number, too, so you might want to get something at the ready to write down. I'll do this often, too, as we go through our segment here with Lorraine and Donna. The website is sussex.nj.us, and the phone number for the Division of Senior Services is 973-579-0555. It's 973-579-0555. And, Lorraine, let's start with the various application assistance programs you have. There are three programs, LIHEAP, PAAD, PAD, and SLMB. Give us an overview of what those three programs are, what they offer, and what they apply to.
I'll talk about the low-income assistance program. That is an energy assistance program that assists with weatherization as well as fuel costs for individuals that meet the income guidelines. It's a federal grant that is given to NorWestCap in Sussex County, and we assist in filling out that application. Again, it's an energy assistance and weatherization program for all individuals that are income eligible. And then Donna's going to go over the PAD and the SLMB.
Okay. The PAD, PAAD stands for Pharmaceutical Assistance to Aged and Disabled. So if you are 65 years of age or over, or under 65 and disabled, you can apply for PAD. This pays your Part D, your prescription plan premium, and it also enables you to get your pharmaceutical drugs for $5 for generic drugs and $7 for brand name drugs. The income eligibility for PAD is, if you are a single person, is $26,130 a year, and if you are married for a couple, is $32,037 a year. The SLMB program, SLMB, stands for Specified Low-Income Medicare Beneficiary. This program pays that Part B premium that is taken out of your Social Security check, and for 2014, that will remain at $104.90. So if you qualify for SLMB, they will not take that out of your Social Security check any longer. The SLMB income is $15,511 for an individual and $20,939 for a couple. And that is a big benefit, if you can qualify for that, is very helpful to most seniors and disabled people.
And for the PAD and the SLMB programs, Donna, What is the application? How detailed is the application process? And when someone comes to your offices for the application assistance, what should they bring with them?
Okay. When they come for PAD, the PAD application actually screens you for several programs. It screens you for the SLMB program. It screens you for low-income subsidy or extra help. It screens for the energy assistance and food stamps. So when you do that one application with us, you are actually being screened for several programs. What the person needs to bring is their Medicare card, their most recent Social Security statement, their birth certificate. If they filed a federal or state income tax return, they need to bring that, and proof of residency in New Jersey.
Are these programs finite based on funding, or is it a come all who's eligible and there'll be plenty of room in the pool for you?
Well, PAD, when we have never been told there's a waiting list, so if you're eligible, it usually takes about 4 to 6 weeks to review the application at the state level, and they, if eligible, are put on to the PAD program.
And for LIHEAP, same thing. What does someone need to bring as far as information to assist in the application process? And are there limitations or deadlines for LIHEAP applications?
It is actually pretty much the same stuff that you have to bring in for the PAD application, proof of residency that you're paying your own fuel costs. You have to show documentation of what your income level is, Social Security card, or federal tax statements. All of these things are proof. The difference with the LAHEAP Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program is there is a state cap. So with this, they do sometimes run out of money. If they run out of money, we ask for additions, but there's no guarantee.
Talking with Lorraine Hentz, who is the from the Sussex County Division of Senior Services, along with Sussex County State Health Insurance Program SHIP Coordinator Donna Green. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Again, the phone number for more information for the Sussex County Division of Senior Services is 973-579-0555. Learn more about what we are talking about here, or to set up a day and time, you can come on in for the application assistance, 973-579-0555. And to see more info on the web, it's sussex.nj.us. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. For Lorraine, is it important that these programs, the application assistance programs, and even the programs themselves are utilized? Because, you know, the state is certainly fiscally constrained, and if a program is seen as not being top performance, it runs the risk of disappearing.
I wouldn't be concerned about these programs disappearing. However, when you're talking about the cost to the individual, a lot of people don't realize that they are qualified for this and they're struggling, as you said earlier. If you have somebody at least buying one delivery of oil or helping pay your prescription costs or your premiums or co-payments, it makes a huge difference in the seniors or disabled individual minimum income, and it stretches their dollar. Most of these programs are federally funded, so they do come in. So I don't see a chance of them being cut, but it is definitely a cut to the individual who's not applying. And I know we had just gotten a grant to educate the community on SLMB and on PAD, because there are a number of people in Sussex County that qualify that are just not accessing the services. So you calling us for the interview is very helpful in us getting the word out in regard to what the qualification guidelines are and how to apply and get access to the services.
It is good to see, too, with the PAD and the LIHEAP program that personal assets don't come into the equation. You know, like the line from George Carlin, if you have a lot of stuff, that doesn't discount you from either one of those two programs, at least.
Absolutely, because when you're looking at assets and you're talking about a person's house or what they have invested, it's not necessarily what they have to spend day to day. So with these programs, it's very helpful because it is based on what your monthly income is. And a lot of people do qualify for it that are actually not receiving it.
Yeah, you won't be asked to, you know, sell your bone china collection that has been in the family 300 years to pay for heat before you get the LIHEAP application.
No.
Exactly, yeah.
I want to move over to another point of concern, I guess. You know, when things change or certain safety net programs have their end dates come about and decisions have to be made, causes a lot of concern and even fear. Medicare Advantage Plan is ending or ended at the end of 2013, so seniors have to decide if they want to enroll in another Medicare Advantage Plan or switch to original Medicare. Don, explain what all that means for the senior right now who had a Medicare Advantage Plan.
Okay. In Sussex County, there are two companies that offer Medicare Advantage plans. One is Horizon and the other is Aetna. This year, Horizon and Aetna both terminated their zero premium plans. There are other Medicare Advantage plans available, but the two zero premium plans were terminated, which caused a lot of phone calls in our office because they had to either choose to go to another Medicare Advantage plan that was more expensive or return to original Medicare and pick up a Medigap plan and a Medicare prescription drug plan. The cheapest Medicare Advantage plan is in Sussex County is offered by Aetna. It is $44 a month. The cheapest Medicare Advantage plan through Horizon now in Sussex County is $153.70 a month. If you were on a Medicare Advantage plan that was terminated and you did not change before December 31st, you can give our office a call. We will help you navigate through that those choices and make good choices for yourself. We can you have until February 28th to go back to another Medicare Advantage plan or continue on Medicare original Medicare and pick up a Part D. Those people who did nothing after December 31st, they did not choose to go to another Medicare Advantage plan, were automatically changed back to original Medicare, but they have no prescription drug plan at this time. So if you are one of those people, you need to contact our office and we'll help you with that choice.
And the mechanics, too, if you have waited until now to sign up for a new plan, your coverage starts the first of the month after you enroll.
That is correct. So if you enroll during the month of January, your coverage would be effective February 1st. It also gives you, those people who did have plans that terminated, it gives you a guaranteed issue period where the if you choose a Medigap plan, A, B, C, F, K, and L, if you choose one of those plans, you cannot be, you cannot, they don't apply the pre-existing condition waiting period. And they cannot underwrite you.
So again, with help in your transition with Medicare Advantage, as well as assistance with the applications for PAD, SLIMBY, and LIHEAP application programs, the best starting point is this phone number, 973-579-0555, 973-579-0555. That will get you in contact with the Sussex County Division of Senior Services. You can also get more information about the eligibility requirements and program details on the web at sussex.nj.us. And, you know, don't eliminate yourself from what's out there to make challenging, difficult, hard economic times just a bit easier, especially this time of year when you really don't want to have to choose between heating and eating. And, you know, it's sort of nice to have both working in your favor. So check out the programs, the assistance being offered by the Sussex County Division of Senior Services, 973-579-0555. On the web, sussex.nj.us, more information for you there as well. And we've been joined this morning with by Lorraine Hentz from the Sussex County Division of Senior Services, as well as Sussex County's State Health Insurance Program SHIP Coordinator Donna Green. Lorraine, Donna, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.